Hey Harrison, I got a question for you.
I'm listening.
Do you swear to protect the travelers of the night?
It's cool because I'm wearing white right now and I'm doing the
it is.
Pose when he puts on the costume, but you can't see because it's a podcast. But I swear, make me a vigilante superhero.
Heck yeah. So today's episode is Moon Knight, and we are your heralds of pop culture. I'm Lil Wiggy.
And I'm Harrison Hopkins. We're wishing you a belated happy May the 4th Star Wars Day.
I got sick during it, and we just, it's a very small window.
It's a small
window. From the 4th to the 6th, and we just cannot make it.
You got Order 66. Not even the younglings survived.
Oh my god.
But I'm so
I always thought it was Revenge of the 5th, right?
Yeah.
Here's what I think we should do now.
What?
It is May the 4th, Revenge of the 5th,
okay,
and Order 66.
Oh, that's pretty good. What do we do on Order 66? Do we just, like, just...
Let's just say the children population kind of...
Okay. Ooh. Yeah, yeah. No, I've been celebrating Star Wars, like, for weeks now. I'm finally showing my girlfriend the movie, like, all of them for the first time, which is crazy. But, you know, I get it. Like, it's not like everyone has to watch them, but I'm glad she's giving them a shot. I'm having a really fun time going back and watching them. We're on Return of the Jedi right now. Sadly, that means the sequels are next.
Well, on the upside, at least The Force Awakens is good.
Force Awakens is a good movie. It sets up a lot of good things that the other movies do not do anything with.
Yes, at least you don't have to walk straight into a crap storm yet.
I know what, you know, at least I know what's coming this time.
Yeah.
But
have you seen the interview where they asked what happened at a Comic-Con with the cast?
No.
So they ask the cast of Rise of Skywalker, what happened? Like in the movie. And everyone kind of gives a face. Oscar Isaac and John Boyega look off into the distance like, I plead the 5th. Everyone like, I don't know. And without skipping a beat, Ian McDiarmid, who plays Palpatine.
Yeah.
So somehow I'm alive.
It's funny because if you watch the interviews with Mark Hamill leading up to the Return of the Last Jedi episode 8, Mark Hamill, who plays Luke Skywalker, is like, I don't like it. It's not good. Just I'm prepping you now. Like, he's actually just saying that in interviews. He's like, I don't like what he did.
All right. So to kick off our news. For DC, remember how last week, well, not last week, I guess a couple weeks ago, we mentioned the Wonder Twins movie?
How it got canceled?
No, it just got canceled.
Oh, right.
About
okay.
A week or two after.
It just got casted, didn't it?
Wonder Twins reportedly canceled after the Warner Media Discovery merger and after casting KJ Apa and Isabel May.
Dude, David Zaslav is just... He's like, I'm getting down to business.
Dude, half of CW shows were canceled.
Well, you know what? Canceling Legends of Tomorrow was like taking your sick dog behind the barn and shooting it.
Yeah. They canceled Legends, Batwoman, Naomi, Roswell, New Mexico, Charmed.
It seems like all that's left is like The Flash and Superman and Lois. It seems like that's all that's left.
Stargirl still kicking it.
Okay, well, Stargirl, okay, all three of those shows, kind of The Flash, I would say, like, Stargirl and Superman and Lois are, like, top-tier television, like, on any thing. But, like, The Flash, they're probably just going to let finish, because I'm assuming it's going to be done soon.
Yeah. No, I had to laugh when I saw that. And did you hear why?
I have some guesses, but tell me why.
When it comes to Warner Media, Discovery's taken a different approach, one that they feel will work. They're going to be more conservative and appeal more to the middle America family audience.
Okay,
they want to get rid of woke.
Yeah, they want to get
purging woke. It, basically.
They want to get rid of woke or become more woke?
No, they want to purge the woke.
Okay. Was Naomi like woke TV? Because I didn't really watch it.
No, it was TV nobody watched.
Okay. I assumed, like, my guess was just because it's just a clutter F, you know, and they just wanted to, like, trim the fat. I assume that's why, because they had, like, so many different shows going, and, like, that's never good to have, like, you do your big crossover. They did the biggest crossover they were going to do with, like, Crisis on Infinite Earths. After that, it's just, they're just dragging their feet in the mud.
Yeah. So, then we also have James Gunn's mystery DC / HBO Max Suicide Squad character spinoff has been revealed.
Yeah.
We will be getting Amanda Waller starring Viola Davis.
Okay.
Truthfully, I hope it's not an Amanda Waller show, but just a straight up Argus show that she leads.
That's what I'm hoping. I mean, I'm never going to complain to have Viola Davis lead a DC or a superhero thing, because Viola Davis, especially as Amanda Waller. She's
the perfect Amanda Waller. Yeah,
phenomenal actress. I really hope it'd be, like, really funny if they keep the tone of Peacemaker and it's just her going through, like, terrible team after terrible team.
Well, did you watch Peacemaker?
Yeah, I finished. It was an excellent show, in my opinion.
Do you remember how it ended with her daughter outing her?
Yeah, so
That's what it's picking up.
Okay, that sets up a lot of things. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So after that, you know I'm obsessed with this new DC animated movie universe they got going.
Yes, I am, but we haven't had that much of it. But yes, it is very good so far. I know you're obsessed with it.
Well, the newest film, Green Lantern Beware My Power, dropped its trailer.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh my god, dude. Here's new characters we're getting out of nowhere. John Stewart is their Green Lantern.
Okay.
We get Hawkman and Hawkwoman.
Whoa.
Green Arrow, who is at the end of Long Halloween.
Yeah.
Vixen.
Oh, wow.
And the villain is Sinestro.
So, that's awesome. Is Long Halloween part of that? I know it had the same art style. I just remember and me were debating if it was part
Superman,
of
Superman, Man of Tomorrow, Justice Society, World War II. Batman the Long Halloween.
And I love, you know, I love the simplicity of the art style in that.
Oh my god.
I love the voice actors they've been doing. It just feels like a throwback to like the golden age almost, or maybe silver age of comics.
Well, you know what's even cooler?
What?
John Stewart in this?
Mm-hmm.
Guess who's playing him? Aldous Hodge, our future Hawkman.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah.
No, they've
I forgot.
Like, their Batman's great, their Superman is great. Like they've casted pretty well.
Oh, for sure. And we're getting Adam Strange.
Adam Strange.
Because they also get tossed into the Rand-Thanagarian War.
Hmm.
Oh, it was a beautiful trailer.
Okay, I'll check it out after this show.
So then after that, we got news that a new Superman film is currently in the works at WB, according to President Toby Emmerich.
Are we talking like the Val Zod one, or just is all new?
They didn't specify, but it was followed up with the rumor that Henry Cavill is involved.
Please.
That's a rumor.
Don't get me excited like that.
You know, they need to make him executive producer. He was the one that tried to straighten the character out.
I would love that. I think him as a producer role on that movie would be great, because I think he understands the character.
Oh, he does. He's a nerd like all of us, like us.
He is, and it's a shame.
He just can hide behind the good looks.
Yeah.
His little jawline.
It's not fair.
Mountains of muscle.
An adorable dog. A great. It's not fair. Okay.
I know. So then, for Marvel news, John Watts exited Fantastic Four.
Yes. Not under bad circumstances, it seems, at the moment. It just seems he said he was busy. That was his reasoning. He said he's just really tired after making these three Spider-Man movies that we got recently, and he wants some time off. What are your thoughts on that? You think that's real, or you think they kind of just, like, found someone else and they wanted him gone?
I don't know either way. I'm just glad he's not doing it.
Oh, really? You're glad? Okay. Is there someone... you know what? We'll save this deep discussion for our Doctor Strange video, but is there anyone you have in mind?
I could see a couple people. like the obvious Brad Bird pick.
Yeah, everyone's saying Brad Bird because he already did a Fantastic Four movie of sorts. Yeah.
But I was thinking about it. I'd kind of like to see Alfonso Cuarón.
Who's that?
He did Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Oh, but he also did the movie, like, Gravity. Okay, he's an Oscar-winning director. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's a very visually pleasing director from Gravity.
But I was thinking about his sci-fi and Gravity, how well he writes the relationships in Harry Potter, and the family aspects, and I don't know, and some of his other work. He just makes me think he could make a pretty good Fantastic Four.
Didn't What's-His-Name a while back want to do one? He did the Cornetto trilogy.
Edgar Wright was set for Ant-Man, and I think he did want to do Fantastic Four. I am not opposed to that one bit.
Okay. I also know that What's-His-Name that's doing the Ant-Man also wanted to do one.
Peyton Reed. That one bugged the crap out of me.
Why? Because the 60s?
The whole idea that I've had since middle school for a Fantastic Four movie was his idea, too. Like, how many years later?
So you'd be okay with him, like, if he came on and did it?
Yeah.
With that idea?
Heck, it's the same idea I've had.
Yeah.
Have him in the 60s, get trapped in the negative zone, fight a nihilist, save Victor Doom.
That was actually our first
later.
Episode. You know, that was our first podcast episode, was pitching our Fantastic Four ideas when Marvel announced they were doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the nihilist thing, and then they go back post-blip.
Yeah.
Off topic real quick.
Okay.
Something occurred to me while watching WandaVision.
Oh, rewatching. I forgot you rewatched that. Okay, what occurred to you?
So the town she took over
mm-hmm.
would be post-blip. How many of those people just got their lives back before she did that?
Oh, that's true. They all came back and then just got put into like a trance. That sucks. That, you know, like, we'll talk about Wanda and her philosophies.
Yeah. But it just hit me. I'm like, oh my God, it was worse than I thought.
You know, yeah. I really have liked, I don't want them to like do this forever, but I really like how they're taking their time, that they don't just like gloss over that like the blip happened, because it's a crazy thing. And like almost all projects like after the blip, all Marvel projects have like part of the story revolves around like what happened post blip. And I'm like, that makes sense, because like the world was changed for 5 years.
Yeah. So then we have Devery Jacobs was cast in Echo in an undisclosed role.
Oh, did you hear something about how Echo was originally going to be the Layla role of Moon Knight?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I'm glad it wasn't.
They had
a lot of weird ideas. I'm glad they did not implement into Moon Knight.
We could talk about some of those ideas when we're done talking about the episode.
Yeah. So around this point was also when the new Obi-Wan trailer dropped.
Oh, yes.
Darth Vader in it.
Star Wars Day. What a great trailer.
I seriously, the day can't come soon enough.
I think I'm looking at my calendar right now, man. We're like 10 days away.
I know.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it didn't reveal too much, which is great. More great music. Inquisitors look intimidating as all heck. We saw Forlum. Did we know that Forlum? Yeah. Did we know he was in it before the trailer? Or was that how we found him?
That's okay. New.
Awesome.
I think we're going to get a lot of bounty hunters in this.
I hope so. There are rumors.
They're trying to find him.
People are saying Cad Bane's going to show up.
Please?
That'd be cool. I want more of him, so yes.
And outside, can we get Embo?
Embo in live action.
Live action Embo.
That would be very... I'd love to see him, though. I'm sure they would do him, and then people would be like, actually, that's not what he looks like in the Clone Wars exactly.
Because the fans are dumb.
Yeah. Though I would
admit, and we are fans. We know what we're talking about.
There's no one that hates Star Wars more than Star Wars fans.
It's so true. So then we have Leah Jeffries was cast as Annabeth, and Aryan Simhadri was cast as Grover Underwood in Percy Jackson and the Olympians.
Okay. I can't think of, obviously a couple of young actors and actresses, which is great. I am very excited for this show. Just a quick little thing. You know, that was my Harry Potter. Like, I never read Harry Potter. I never read it, but I appreciated the movies, but I never got into it because I wasn't, like, a big fan of the books. But when I was little growing up, Percy Jackson reading. That was my Harry Potter. And I loved the movies as a kid for some strange reason. Looking back,
I think we all did.
Yeah, they were just like fun kid movies. I'm sure if I watched them now, I'd be disappointed as a book fan.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is great steps actually casting 12-year-olds to play 12-year-olds.
Here's the thing, though. Annabeth is no longer blonde.
Oh, okay.
Or white.
Oh, okay.
She is black, and Ginger Grover is now Indian.
Wait, Grover wasn't black in the books like he was in the movie?
No.
He's Ginger. Maybe it's because I, like, watched the movies at the same time as reading the books, but just reading the books, I just envisioned Grover as black.
Huh.
But you know what that means, Will?
Ginger side.
Your side continues.
I gotta be honest. I never got into the Percy Jackson books when everyone else did. I did, however, do the Lost Hero books.
I read the first one because people were like, if you dug Percy Jackson, you're going to dig this even more. And it was good because it like just brought the epicness, like it dialed it to like 11. But I think this fits a series better than a movie, but I'll hold my hope. But Disney's pretty good at doing adapt. I don't know who did the Percy Jackson movies. It was probably like Lionsgate or something. They love young adult stuff. It was probably them.
Probably.
Yeah.
No, oh, I think it was Fox.
Speaking of young adult, you know what? I'm sure that is in your news for next episode, so I'll save that.
So the Game of Thrones House of Dragon teaser.
Yes, and an official release date.
What'd you think?
They have BALLS balls for doing another Game of Thrones after people like wanted Game of Thrones to die after how the show ended.
Yeah.
I give them credit though, and it's smart to just do something that A, George R. R. Martin has not, as far as I know, written books about. So like it's not like they're gonna offend it by ruining George R. R. Martin's books.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the best part about the Game of Thrones show was when they were just adapting his books, and then once they got ahead of the books and just made up their own stuff, it started to get bad. So
here's what worries me.
Yeah.
Aren't these guys still making a Star Wars movie?
No, I don't. No, after Game of Thrones crashed and burned at the end, they cut them.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, smart. But I mean, it was kind of like they killed themselves on their own sword, if that's not a saying. But what I mean by that is they made Game of Thrones, like, at the end, like, bad because they rushed it because they already got, like, confirmed for the Star Wars movie. So they were like, just
finish
Thrones. They were like, we have Star Wars now. So, you know what, let's just wrap this crap up. And then they made it bad. And then Lucasfilm was like, yeah, okay, so your Star Wars project is done.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So then we have a legendary artist and co-creator of the new Teen Titans and Crisis on Infinite Earths, George Perez, passed away from cancer.
Oh, his art was so good, man.
I actually started reading my new Teen Titans book that day.
Oh, that was, like, not knowing about his passing or because of his...
No, life? In honor.
Okay, yeah. He drew, like, obviously the Titans were around before that, but, like, the look of the Teen Titans so iconic. He made that, and that's... His legacy is very...
Well, yeah, but he also created Starfire, Raven, those characters.
Did he create, like, I mean, he was the first one to ever draw them, so yeah, I guess he created their looks.
He created their existence.
Oh, I didn't know that. Did he write them or just draw them?
Both.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, those early Teen Titans books,
like, are great. He wasn't the head writer, but he definitely had ideas and was able to implement them.
Yeah. Man, we just had, what's his name, pass like 2 weeks ago.
Neil Adams?
Yeah.
I know. It's crazy.
It is crazy. They just don't draw them like they used to, you know?
No, they don't.
It's probably because it's on the computer now.
Yeah. But to get into today's topic, we are talking Moon Knight.
Yes, yes. A review. Full spoilers, we're not going to hold back because the show's been done for about over a week now. Yeah. So
as far as the first episode goes,
yeah.
Talk about a perfect setup.
Oh, I rewatched that. Like, I watched it three times.
they just, not only did they throw us off by not giving us the main character we expected with Stephen Grant, because you go in, if you know anything about Moon Knight, even a little, we went in expecting Mark Spector.
Because he's normally your the main personality.
Yeah. So when it was Steven, you got a little confused, but you're like, okay, I'm interested to see where this goes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say, the setup of the villain was a little weird with the putting glass in his shoes.
I don't know, man. It set the tone pretty well for me. It kind of was a good open, a little Bob Dylan music playing around there. It was, yeah, and we'll talk about Arthur Harrow, but overall, I think Ethan Hawke does a good job playing him.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So Steven starts to realize, you know, his life's kind of unraveling before him. He thought it was Friday, but it's Sunday. He's blacking out and waking up in strange places. And he's just trying to figure his life out to learn there is another life.
Yeah. I love the ways they did that. I love the fish with the extra fin.
Oh, that scene killed me. I keep trying to tell you that Nemo movie lied.
Yeah. I love the, that, like you said, the Friday-Sunday thing. I love the steakhouse scene. That was so heartbreaking to watch.
Oh, I know. And then when he wakes up in that strange little town where you first confront Arthur, there were theories that that was Latveria.
Who made these theories? Why? It was just some Sound of Music-esque Swiss town, I think.
It was Nerdist.
Oh, okay, yeah, that sounds like a Nerdist thing to do. I like
but
that.
But they had good evidence.
I guess, yeah.
They put up comic panels of the town of Latveria alongside the little town we got to explore, and they weren't too far off.
You know what? If they just wanted to retcon that a couple years from now and say, oh, yeah, that's not cool, I'm okay.
Same.
Is
it retconning, though, if you don't know what it is to begin with?
That's true.
Just give me more detail.
Yeah, it's kind of like what Kevin Feige went back and was like, oh, actually, that little kid in Iron Man 2, that was Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know.
Odd
one.
I loved that scene because I kind of didn't like it because I was like, oh, I want to see the action. But I like how we get to because it was just he's in a bad situation, flashes, wakes up, everyone's dead around him. I'm like, that's cool.
And then hearing Mark and Khonshu argue with each other.
Yeah.
And argue with Steven.
What I found
interesting is how they did the transitioning, though.
Me too. It's kind of iconic now.
It is. And then on top of that, Khonshu looked beautiful.
Like ripped out of the comic pages.
Oh, it was perfect CG.
And the voice of him, I don't know who
it was. F. Murray Abraham.
Yeah, he was great. I loved his little, like, calling, Steven, like, the idiots back.
Yeah.
That was good.
I also loved, like, the ending of that first episode, when he finally gave it over to Mark, and Mark put on the suit.
Mm-hmm.
And then watching the thing that was chasing Steven. Ended up getting the crap beat out of it to the point of trying to escape and got pulled back like a horror movie.
It was a great ending. It just stinks because I thought we were going to get like that times like 10 throughout the rest of the series. And we get some more of that. But I mean, the setup of that scene was so good. The suit.
Oh, yeah.
Great. The music. Oh, the music throughout this series is so good.
Oh, for sure. And we can't forget about the most iconic line in episode 1.
What's that?
You are the avatar of Khonshu. Avatar, like the blue people or the anime?
Yeah, that was good. That was a little... I like he had his little friend. He talked to his little gold friend.
Oh, Bertrand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool too.
I don't... I wanted to talk about episode 1 in depth because it's one of my favorites. I don't want to go episode by episode though. I just want to...
Oh, I'm not.
Okay.
I just feel like we go into episode 1 and the finale more in depth.
Yeah, I do want to talk about the finale because I have some things to say about the finale. And there's certain episodes there. So they balance the personalities pretty well. We get to find out a little bit
about... Incredibly well.
Yeah, they kind of change from the comics a little bit and give Steve, like the Mr. Knight suit we see in the next episode, episode two, is Steven's superhero suit, which I was a bit like thrown off at first because I'm like, I like how they do Mr. Knight in the comics, but now by the end of the show, I was like, you know what? I kind of like how it's Steven's thing.
I liked that each costume was tied to a personality. Yes, different from the comics, but I feel it was a slight improvement.
Here's my thought, though, because I like the look of the tactical suit from the comics, so I'm kind of hoping, little spoiler, but not really because we said spoiler.
Jake Lockley?
I hope Jake Lockley's is a bit of the tactical Moon Knight suit.
That's what the creator wants.
Okay, good, good, good.
It's the tactical for him is what's wanted. Which, speaking of Jake, I know we're not quite there yet, but oh well.
Oh well.
I think he was with us from the very first episode.
Okay, when, like, are you saying when he was in the village?
When he blacked out and killed those people. When you look at his fighting and killing versus Mark, Art doesn't really kill. He brutalizes.
Yeah.
He fights like Daredevil.
I was thinking that too because, yeah, you get to see later on Mark fight and, like, obviously the jackals he kills, but, like, no, he never really, like, just straight up, like, bloody kills someone like we see the flashes of in the first episode.
Yeah. So I think every time he flashed like that, it was a Jake.
Yeah, and it's cool that Khonshu, like, neither the two other personalities that seemed knew about Jake, but, like, Khonshu always knew that Jake was there but just didn't tell him.
And that's what Asher had mentioned when we talked about it. He goes, so what you're trying to, what do you think, like, Khonshu had the string on Jake and can call him anytime he needs, but the other two don't know?
Yeah.
Well, when you watch the after credits scene, he even says, you know, Mark thought I was trying to get Layla to be my next avatar, but why would I get rid of him? He doesn't even realize how broken he truly is. And you go from Khonshu arguing in his robes to nice Khonshu and the nice suit tapping on the window to get Jake.
Do you think he developed Jake after he became Moon Knight and died, or he had Jake before that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
If he had Jake before then, that mom would have been dead.
Like, maybe, like, Khonshu, like, broke his mind more to create Jake?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that idea. I love how they just went full taxi driver. It's a limo driver in this, but his outfit with the gloves, yeah, and the hat.
The cabbie hat.
Yeah.
And with his mustache.
So let's talk about probably not unarguably the best part of the show, which is Oscar Isaac's acting with the personalities.
I've never seen someone do so well. It felt like two completely different characters.
Yeah.
Like, it was insane. I felt like they were two separate entities that we were watching.
It was weird because I thought I'd like Mark more, and I do like Mark quite a bit, but, like, he does Steven
so charming.
Yeah, he does Steven so lovable, and he decided to give him a British accent just to distinguish the two, and I ended up liking that.
Oh, yeah.
I love Steven's the great. My name is Steven with a V.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. My name is Steven with a V.
And then he, like, punches him and, like,
wow.
He's like, did you see that? It was good. It was very fun. And I'm overall glad that our point of view character, as they say, was Steven.
Yeah. But can we talk about his transition into that suit?
Dinks
sat on a bar and then lands superhero style.
Yeah.
In the beautiful Mr. Knight suit.
It might be, like, my favorite, like, superhero, like, costume, like, put on suit, like, out of any.
Oh, my goodness, same.
Like, Iron Man's is good and it's iconic, but, like, just summoning a suit that, like in the look, that it's like a mummy wrapping. It's very good.
So good. Now, we can't forget about Layla.
Oh, yeah. She grew on me. But yeah, let's talk about her.
She did. I did not like her at first. I found her just slightly annoying.
Yeah.
But as the episode, that was loud, I'm sorry. As the episodes went on and you got to see more of her character, they developed her well. And she grew on me quite a bit. I really enjoy her character now.
Yeah, because at first I was just like, oh, she's just some, like, snarky, quipping, like, love interest. And she's not very nice to either Mark or Steven. But then she kind of, like, grows this connection with Steven, which is a bit odd if you think about it, because that's kind of Mark still. And they have this, like, broken relationship. And you find out the past where, like, Mark kept a secret from her that, like, he was there when her dad died.
Yeah, because she thought he killed her dad.
And I we'll talk about probably when we talk about the finale how quite literally she comes into her own as her own superhero.
Yes. Also, R.I.P. Gaspar DeLeo.
Oh, Midnight Man, yeah.
Anton Mogart. Do you I definitely think if he didn't pass away, sadly, we would have seen more.
I was going to ask you, because, like, Midnight Man's, like, a pretty big Moon Knight character, so it's a shame that... Because he died in the show, too, right? Wasn't it, like, an off-screen thing where, like, they threw the spear at him?
I don't remember seeing that.
I feel like, when he was riding away on his horse, I thought they threw a spear through him. Or, like, I thought I thought he died in, like, an off-screen way where they might have done it, like, during reshoots.
But that episode three, man, that's got to be one of my favorite fight scenes.
That was great. They went to
in the ring.
Yeah.
When he comes down, his cape opens up into the crescent moon shape. And he lands. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to get the moon copter?
I hope. Or the glider.
Yeah, the glider. Yeah, like, doesn't he have, like, just, like, a jet of sorts?
He has a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like if we go more street level in the next one, him just flying around just in his little copter would be pretty cool. But, yeah, I would say, like, I was a bit hopeful from the first episode that it would be the most... I don't need blood in my superhero movies, but I'm just saying a departure from Marvel's norms, where I thought it was going to be very bloody. It wasn't that bloody, but, like, I still feel like I got Daredevil vibes like we were all hoping for from the action scenes.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. Not only was it a well-told story, we were given very well-rounded and well-developed characters. And it actually always felt like there was some major stake in each episode.
Yeah. It was cool to see that, like, the suit can heal him or whatever, but, like, the fights had, like, weight to it, like normal Marvel movies sometimes don't.
Yeah. So, episode four, I had to say, was my least favorite.
Is that the one? Wait, is that the one where they go in the pyramid?
Yeah, to find Amit.
Dude, I love that. It turned into a straight horror movie at one point.
Oh, that was fine. I just felt like it was too... Indiana Jonesy without the charm of Indiana Jones.
Yeah, though, I mean, Steven has a lot of charm in that episode.
He does. But, like I said, it is the episode where they developed Layla the most.
Yeah.
So I do enjoy that part.
Because he doesn't have the suit anymore, or the powers in the fourth episode. So that had, I get what you mean when you said, like, it felt like moments had stakes and weight, because he's powerless through, like, half the show almost.
Yeah. But when he killed that Hecka priest, it was because he dropped a table on it, not because he Moon Knighted it.
Yeah, he outsmarted him, yeah. And I liked the horror aspects quite a bit. I don't know how you felt. And then the ending of the
episode. Oh, I liked it. I mean, it works for the show.
Yeah, it does. And it did feel like the Mummy or Indiana Jones, so I get that.
Oh, a quick Easter egg I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Each episode has a barcode for you to scan.
Oh, where?
Or a QR code. Throughout each episode, they're hidden. In episode one, it's when he goes to the, or episode two, is when he goes to the storage locker.
You know what? I think, yeah.
In episode five, when he's about to discover his past as a child, the sign that says whatever memory, it's above that.
I do want
to, give you each three comics. As to what inspired the episode.
Oh, no way, really?
Mm-hmm. The first episode one is Werewolf by Night, that's Moon Knight's first appearance.
And we're getting that later this year.
Which theory? They said there's going to be other supernatural characters from Marvel. I kind of expect Moon Knight to show up.
Someone said that, like, you know how they generate, like, that full moon where they, like, reverse time or whatever?
Yeah.
Someone's like, that's what creates the werewolf when they do that. And I'm like, I don't think that's going to.
I think there's a lot of reaching you're doing there, my guy.
Yeah. But yes, like you said, and we'll talk about it with Doctor Strange, they're definitely starting to really tap the supernatural of the Marvel Universe, which is cool.
Oh, yeah.
I do want to talk about, because you did say the cave and the flashback, maybe my favorite episode. It's stereotypical to say, because everyone's like, that episode's really good. We do have one. Your brother, your Asher friend of the show, was, like, a bit on the episode, I think.
He doesn't like the Hall of Memories trope. And okay. They did it with WandaVision, too.
They did do it with WandaVision. I don't know. Like, the ending of the episode 4 is, of course, Mark gets shot by Arthur, and he supposedly dies. And then he goes into this, like, mental facility, which is, like, raises so many questions. Like, what, like, is this real? What is real?
Oh, yeah.
And then he meets up with Mark, and then they find the hippo lady.
Tourette.
Yep, Tourette. I loved her CGI. I loved the voice actress. I thought she was funny.
Everything about her was great.
Yeah. And then
you beat the scream at the end of episode 4.
That generated so many memes, as it should.
I will say, with the episode 4 Asylum episode, or episode 5, whichever one it was,
yeah,
I preferred that Harrow over the actual Harrow.
Me too. And I like what they did with that in the final episode, what we'll talk about, you know, how he keeps going back to the Institute. But yeah, so the whole episode 5 really is like, if you would have told me we're getting a Moon Knight show, I wouldn't have thought a whole episode would just be like, this is your life.
Here's your character study and breakdown.
Yeah. So we find out how he generated his first personality, as far as he knew, his only other personality, which was Steven, because Mark is his original. He gets trauma from after. It wasn't his fault, but he was there when his younger brother died and his mom took it in a bad way and started abusing drinking and then took it out on Mark as a kid. And then so Mark then developed his hero that he used to watch on TV, Stephen Grant. Yeah, he developed that to, like, when she's hurting me or when she's, like, being mean to me, all of a sudden, like, even as a kid, Stephen would come in and take over to, like, protect him.
Yeah.
Which was really sweet, and it plays into the end of the episode when Mark's about to die, getting taken off the boat, and Steven's like, I can be a hero too. I was created to protect him, so he saves him.
Yeah, and sacrifices himself.
Yeah, and I it's weird. It's like the magical field of reeds or whatever. I'm like, that place looks boring.
I thought that too. I'm like, I hope that's not the afterlife.
Yeah, you're just walking all alone through, like, just like a really, like, unkempt lawn.
Yeah. But then you had, what was it? The moment he became Moon Knight with Khonshu, when his almost deceased body crawled over to the grave.
Yeah. That music.
That was beautiful.
Bum, 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 bum. And then he becomes Moon Knight for the first time. And we get a lot of Bushman references throughout the show.
Oh, I know.
Which they, I don't think they ever planned on doing him as a villain, or maybe they did.
I forget. I have no clue.
Okay, I think the director might have said, like, he never wanted to do him, but I don't think that means he's not up for doing him in the future, because overall this whole season delved into the mystical aspect of Moon Knight, which is a lot of his newer comics are like that, but...
If you get a season 2, I do expect more street level.
Yeah, which is how he started off in the comics. But I do like, it's a good...
Well, he technically started off in the Supernatural since he appeared on Werewolf by Night.
That's true. But like the newer Moon Knight comics is really about like what season 1 was. And Arthur Harrow is a completely original character. Arthur Harrow was in Moon Knight comics, but he was like some mad scientist villain that was literally in one issue. So they really made their own character with like this cult leader. And they're trying to raise Amit, who Amit's a very big... both a Egyptian deity, but then also a big Moon Knight threat. And they just straight up did a big crocodile lady.
Heck yeah. Fun fact. I read a lot of the Jeff Lemire comic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Dr. Emmett in the asylum trying to get Mark to believe it wasn't real. And Dr. Emmett was a female disguise for Amit.
Oh, that's cool. Because I think I've seen that. And we're like, isn't the asylum like full of like jackal doctors?
Jackal doctors, and it had all of his friends. Maggie, Frenchie Duchamp, Gloria, Bertrand.
Do you think they're going to bring in Frenchie in the next season?
Swear to God, if I get another Frenchie Duchamp reference in anything without seeing him, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Because Daredevil referenced him too.
I thought when he went through his phone contacts in the first episode, we might have, okay.
Yeah. And in Daredevil, it was, one of them said, get Duchamp on the phone.
Oh, and I'm like, okay.
Even then, this is the kind of person I am. I love the obscure characters, and they mean a lot to me for some reason.
I know.
And who Frenchie was. And I was like, oh, Frenchie. And nothing happened.
You were like,
Frenchie, oh. Champ at the phone.
You were like, I love him from The Boys. I love Frenchie.
I hate you.
So yeah, overall, episode 5 might have been my favorite, but like not what I was expecting, but it was a very great character dissection as we were talking about. But then let's get into the finale.
My favorite was episode 3, probably.
Okay, yeah, no, that was a good episode. That was it was kind of like a little bit of like everything. Like each episode kind of focused on one thing, but then episode 3 had like a little bit of everything.
Oh, I want to go back to episode 2 real quick.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we forgot to talk about how amazing it was when Mark finally took over.
Mm-hmm.
The mirror, shattering the mirror. Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah, it was. I liked that, how he just, it switched and Steven was the one that was, like, locked away. And he was like, so this is how it feels to be, like, stuck behind, like, glass.
Yeah. But yeah, episode 5 was amazing.
It was. It was, like, if you wanted to give that, like, some Golden Globe if Oscar Isaac doesn't get nominated for a Golden Globe for this.
Or an Emmy?
An Emmy, yeah. But yeah, episode 5 was great. And then it leads into the season finale with we think that Stephen Grant is lost to the underworld, but...
The Duat. Yeah, I thought he was honestly, and I thought Jake Lockley was going to tap in now and be like, I got you.
Mm-hmm. Like they said, I want to just, episode 3, what you were talking about earlier, is the biggest hint probably early to Jake, because like all of a sudden a bunch of people die and Steven's like, Mark, why'd you do that? And Mark's like, that wasn't me.
Yeah, I noticed something though.
What?
He never blacks out to get to Mark.
I might have to go back.
Transition.
I might have to go back and rewatch that because I never caught that.
Because like I said, Mark doesn't kill like Jake kills.
Yeah. Oh man, dude.
If Mark's blacking out the same way as Steven with the dead bodies around him.
Yeah.
To me, that's just telling me.
Mm-hmm.
And Khonshu has him on a string, clearly.
Right. It seems like he can like let Jake like get control whenever Jake wants.
Yeah. So all the way from episode 1 when he blacked out and killed the guys with the gun.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was Jake then. And I think it was Jake throughout the show.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Whatever, like, we don't fully see is probably Jake. And, oh, my gosh, I can't. We'll talk about how, like, we might not get a season 2, blah, blah, blah. But, like, dude, if we get a season 2 and we actually get to see those fights that Jake does, that'd be glorious. Yeah,
it's going to brutal.
I want to talk about the finale.
So the finale had a lot going on. They had to find Khonshu's or Shopti. And break it to bring back Steven and Mark.
And then also, yeah, a lot going on. Layla breaks it, and then she becomes the avatar for...
Tar-et.
And why is she called the Scarlet Scarab when there's no
on her costume? Here's the issue.
Okay.
I looked up Scarlet Scarab.
Yeah.
It is 2 male heroes.
Really?
She's the first female version of Scarlet Scarab.
A female? Like, does she become the Scarlet Scarab in the comics?
No.
Oh, okay.
This isn't near the MCU, but my thing is, not only is a Scarlet Scarab not well known enough to be like, we can bank off the name. Just make her an original hero, man.
Yeah, if they made an original villain like Arthur Hara, what they did, they could have made her. But the suit was pretty cool.
The suit was amazing.
Yeah, and the fight scene at the end with them working together and like Mark finally learning how to control going back. Oh, by the way, Mark goes back for Steven and is able to just bring him back really with no like problems.
Yeah, between that and Khonshu helping.
Yeah, I mean he chooses not to stay in heaven, so I guess that was his big like thing he had to give up.
Yeah. I will say, too, I forgot what it was.
Well, if you think about it, we didn't talk about it, but we got to see kind of the whole, what is it called, like, this air, like the gods, like the Oa, the Diet, I don't know what they're called, like the nine gods. Yeah, is that what,
the Indian.
Yeah, there. So we got to see a lot of, like, gods in their avatars, so that was cool. They're very rude to Khonshu because Khonshu is kind of a bit intense.
Khonshu's intense and actually cares about man.
Yeah, and all of them are just like kind of the Eternals mindset of not interfering.
Yeah. God, I hate that movie.
Yeah. We never talked
about it.
We never talked about it on the show.
Good.
Good. Yeah. We're going to have to talk about the Eternals whenever they come back at some point.
Yeah.
So we kind of get two big battles going on. We get so they free what's Amit. Her name? Amit. And so we actually get to see Big Crocodile Lady. And we get a big kaiju Khonshu fight where she grows really big and then Khonshu grows really big and there's pyramids and they're throwing and it's like a wrestling match.
Oh my god, when Moon Knight ran up the pyramid to get Arthur.
That was I was my wallpaper or something.
That was beautiful.
It was, yeah. So over there, Moon Knight and Layla, with now Mark and Steven working together as like a team, and they take down
switching back and forth with those beautiful transitions.
Yeah,
from Moon Knight to Mr. Knight.
I could see more episodes of that, please.
Same.
We get that. Are you an Egyptian superhero thing? Which is kind of.
It took me out of it so hard.
I was like, are they literally winking at the camera right now? That come on now.
Here, but, you know how you see this Egyptian superhero in front of you? Let us tell you.
Let's tell you
that we had diversity. Rather than just having the diversity, let me tell you. We have diversity.
It's like in Black Panther, if they would have stopped, like, is this the first like major like African American comic book story? Yes.
For real.
But yeah, not only was like the fight like physical, but then they also jumped back to what we saw in the previous episode with him in the psych ward and him like battling I was kind of confused by this because I was like, what is real, what's not real? But I think we're supposed to like try to be confused by that, and then like Mark's like, hey, you got that glass in your shoe.
Yep. Saw the blood on the ground.
Yeah, and then they kind of just defeat Arthur.
Dude, that was not much of a fight. Arthur got destroyed.
He did. He was getting double teamed, though, by Layla. Or triple teamed, if you think about it, because Mr. Knight and Moon Knight.
Yeah. And honestly, if it wasn't for them taking Amit back, like, putting her back in the Ushabti, Khonshu would have died.
Oh, yeah. Khonshu was getting his cheeks were getting clapped.
When Scarlet Scarab and Moon Knight look over at Khonshu and Amit, he is being drugged by the coattails.
Mm-hmm. So then they kind of like make Arthur go insane or whatever and put him in the asylum.
Yeah.
And then we get, and it kind of just ends, which is, it's a very abrupt end because it's like fight, fight,
every
fight.
Every day
fight.
I wake up. Yeah.
It's like fight, fight, fight. And then he blacks out and wakes up back in his bed. And he's like, did we do it? And then the show just ends.
I just love he's like, Mark, you there? Steven? Yeah, I'm here, mate.
Yeah. So it was kind of cool because it came full circle because, like, the show starts off with him waking up in bed like that. And then that's
how it was great. Ends.
Yeah, so it really, it gave that feel. And then we get, we were all waiting for that scene at the end.
Good old Jake Lockley.
We were waiting for it. Yeah, I was, for a second, I didn't think we were going to get it.
Down to the Spectre license plate.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
So they wheel Arthur out of the asylum or whatever, and he's like acting all crazy now because he's just like deranged. And then he gets wheeled into this limo, and there's Khonshu in his little suit, his little tux,
looking dapper.
He's looking very dapper, and he's like, meet my friend Jake Lockley. And then Jake just kills Arthur Harrow, and that's the show.
Says some Spanish and kills him.
Yep. Does he speak Spanish in the comics?
No, this was. I remember reading an interview with the showrunner. The British Steven and the Spanish Jake was all Oscar Isaac.
I like that. I think it, like
I
said.
He wanted to give them more personality to differentiate.
Yeah.
He wanted to feel like he were falling in love with different characters.
I wouldn't be surprised if Jake speaks, like, a little English, a little Spanish, because I would like to see how he talks.
Good old Spanglish.
Good old Spanglish. But, yeah, it was not. Overall, we kind of had a discussion before we ran the show about where we would rank it in the hierarchy of shows of the MCU.
Yeah.
But overall,
can we talk about the one thing that, like, the only downside to this show?
What's that?
Arthur Harrow.
Yeah.
The dude was a snooze fest. He had such beautiful setup. Like, his backstory was insanely cool. Mm-hmm. But he never really went anywhere with it. But, yeah, like,
he was the former avatar of Khonshu.
Yeah, and that's actually a really cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
And he's seeking to atone for his actions with Khonshu through Amit.
Right, and did he want to become Amit's avatar?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I can forgive it, I guess, because, like, not only did they have one main character, but they technically had two main characters. So they had a lot going on. They didn't have too much time to spend with the villain. I don't think he's, like, the worst MCU villain we've gotten, because we've had some terrible MCU villains.
That is true. Carly Morgenthau exists.
Yeah. I think
my issue, like, with them is they had it all there. Mm-hmm. They just didn't follow through.
Well, there's nothing.
Even Asher said it could be something as small as whenever Khonshu's brought up, his anger rises up a little more and he breaks his calm demeanor.
Uh-huh.
Because of his just utter hatred for Khonshu.
I agree. He kind of had, like, the same monotone, like.
It felt, instead of being hatred for Khonshu, it felt like it was more, he's just an obstacle in my way to get to Amit.
Yeah, I see. For some reason, I like that about him, because, like, he based Arthur Harrow off, like, the Dalai Lama. So, like, this, okay, like, this, like, really cool, calm, collected, like, very spiritual person. But, like, you could see that he was, like, I'm not saying the Dalai Lama is evil. I'm just saying, like, he had this undertone of, like, vengeance. But, like, he never, like, yelled or, like, raised his voice. He was just very, like, he thought what he was doing was right, like, the whole time.
Yeah.
I like a villain who's, like, so, like, what I'm doing is, like, the right thing.
No, yeah, like I said, I didn't want him mad at maybe, like, his plan falling through or him, anything that could interrupt him feeling like he's doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think they could have leaned in more for his Khonshu hate and kind of make him snap here and there little times to be like, oh, he really is unhinged more than we realized.
Yeah, I agree with you. And also, maybe if there was a little more time, we could have gotten a flashback scene of him as, like, the Moon Knight or the old Moon Knight.
Oh, that would be neat.
Yeah. But overall, I prefer the street level. I know this one is kind of mystical, but, like, these street level-esque. I kind of guess this one
has. Oh, so do I.
Street level-esque, but also mystical, like some other. I prefer those ones. Like, that's why I'm a fan of Falcon Winter Soldier. I know it's not a popular opinion, but that's one of my favorite. Or Hawkeye. I prefer those over your WandaVisions and your Lokis for some reason.
Now, Hawkeye is my favorite out of these.
Mm-hmm.
Moon Knight, if it didn't have the villain problem, it'd be completely equal.
Gotcha.
And then Loki for me.
Yeah.
WandaVision, Falcon and Winter Soldier, What If.
It's weird because everyone puts, like, WandaVision, like, at the top tier.
It's a good show, but it's got its flaws.
Yeah, it's got its flaws. I mean,
and I mean,
Ralph Boner.
Have you seen the Wanda stands? They terrify me. The amount of Wanda did nothing wrong, not in this or Doctor Strange. I'm like,
about that. Yeah, we'll talk about a couple things she did wrong. But
why do you believe that?
Overall, there's a lot of talk going around about season 2, what's going to happen.
It's very up in the air, though.
Very up in the air. They keep saying no, no, no. They submitted it to the Golden Globes or the Emmys or something as a limited series. And, like, that means, like, all right, limited series means you're not getting a second season. Like, you can't break that rule.
But,
I don't know, man.
Twitter changed it from series finale to season finale.
Yeah.
And it says season finale on Disney Plus.
Exactly. And I don't know. It's like, this story reminds me, like, I'm excited. I'm as excited as this is if I was watching Daredevil season 1 for the first time, I'd want a second season. So there's no way we can. Of course, you're going to put him in the movies, you'd hope, at some point. But he really benefits from, like, the show, like a Daredevil does.
I would still expect Werewolf by Night.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that would be cool. That would be cool.
I mean, it's not even really called Werewolf by Night from what I can tell. It's literally just Marvel's Halloween special.
Yeah. I hope they change that. But it gets the Herald seal of approval, the show overall.
Oh, 9 out of 10, easily.
Yeah, I'll put it right there, too. Go watch it if you haven't already. If you haven't watched it, why the heck you listen? We just broke down the whole gosh darn show. Go watch it.
For real. Two of my favorite small details from the show.
What's that?
On Moon Knight's pants is hieroglyphs.
Oh, that's cool.
And when Jake was introduced, and you see him unload Arthur into the car, dude just kicks the wheelchair. He's like, goodbye.
I do want to say the director, Mohamed Dia. Yeah. He got attached to another project recently, didn't he?
Which one?
Another Marvel show I'm trying to think of. Or, oh, Nova. Nova. He got attached to Nova.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
I didn't see that anywhere, and now I'm really hyped.
Me too.
So, recommendations, what you got?
So I picked up a Ghost Rider comic for Geller, because it was Geller's friend of the show, Geller's 21st birthday.
Yeah.
Ooh, so happy 21st, Geller. We hope to have you back on at some point to talk about a cool topic. So I have, when I was at the comic book store picking up, Ghost Rider, thank you. I saw I think they're doing like another Crisis or something, like
DC, yeah.
It's like Death of the Justice League or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I picked that up just because the cover looked interesting, because it was like all the coffins of the Justice League.
What do you think?
I haven't read it yet, but I'll let you know. But I've heard
good luck. Things.
Yeah, I also picked up the they're doing Flashpoint again, or they're going back to Flashpoint.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, so I picked that up because I technically add that to like my weekly Flash pickups. I'm like, it's technically Flash. So I read that. That was good because I like the Flashpoint universe. I'm glad they're going back. It feels fresh. It feels new. So that's good. A lot of retcons are going on in that comic right now, just because not everyone liked Dark Knight Metal, but they kept doing Dark Knight Metal for so long.
I know.
It
was a moment of just let it die. Please, it was like, for the love of God, let it die.
What if we turn every DC character into Batman? No. So that is my comic, and then I'll just run through them real quick. My movie recommendation is this is out of nowhere, but I'm rewatching the Paranormal Activity movies, if you know what those are.
Nice.
Yeah. I found out they're all on Paramount Plus. Thank you very much, Will.
No problem.
So I'm rewatching.
I need to catch up on Halo.
I'm one episode behind, and the season finale is next week, so.
Well, we know next week's episode.
Yes, we know next week's episode. I would love to in-depth talk about that show.
Bro, Moon Knight, then Doctor Strange, then Halo?
Yeah.
We don't even have to come up with these topic ideas.
They're just so much comic book stuff. It's what a time to be, or pop culture stuff, what a time to be alive. TV show-wise, what have I been watching TV show? Am I allowed to say on the show I've been watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm not disappointed.
That's okay. That's okay. You know what? I'm watching the new season of that right now. It's coming out.
Watching the new season of what?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
You kill me.
Dude, they're bringing Pete Davidson in.
Oh, well then, that's understandable.
It's understandable.
So, like, do they just announce, like, he's been cast in it? Or, like, how does that work?
No, I mean, like, the show is...
Because he's dating him.
This season started filming back in November, this past November, and they started dating, like, the start of this year.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, there's, like, three episodes out right now, and, like, in the newest episode, like, it's like, ooh, Kim's texting a new guy that she met in SNL when she was there, but we all know who that is. He hasn't, like, come in yet, officially.
It's because we're omniscient like that.
We know the future.
So, what do you got for a... Oh, you got them all.
I got all three, yep.
So I'd have to say for my book, Infinite Shazam, blah, blah, blah. Infinite Frontier Shazam number 2 was good.
Okay.
Also picked up Teen Titans number 57.
Yeah. I was going to say also say just go back and read some old Teen Titans in memory.
Oh, yeah. After that, my movie... Oh, The Lost City. That thing was freaking hilarious.
Watched it? What is it on a streaming service?
Did you Paramount Plus now.
Really? Okay. I'll have to
watch that. I saw it on Paramount and I go, Mom, we're watching a movie tonight.
I was going to say, that sounds like a good family movie, Ned. I might have to keep that in mind.
It was so funny.
Okay.
And then for my TV show, you ready to be proud of me?
I'm ready to be proud of you.
I started The Witcher.
Oh, you did? What do you think?
I think Tessa Coyne, your witch, is a friggin' banger.
Dude, I listened to that at work. The epic version. Have you listened to the epic version on YouTube?
There's a what?
Listen to, type in like Toss a Coin to Your Witcher epic version. I listen to it an hour on loop at work. I just feel like I'm ready to go some monsters.
So yeah, Mom and I started The Witcher together. We're halfway through season one.
I know they started filming season three quite recently, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got that. And for Thunderdome real quick.
Yeah, let's do
it. I'm giving this one all to you.
Let's give a Moon Knight themed Thunderdome.
Oh, I was going to say, who do you think would win in a fight? Mr. Knight or Daredevil?
That's a good, I'd give the edge to Daredevil. I think he's a better fighter.
I think he's willing to be more brutal.
Yeah, I think it, but also I guess Steven technically has more like supernatural powers and Daredevil doesn't really have like powers to say.
Oh wait, Steven can heal.
That's what I'm saying, but I feel like Matt could outsmart him.
True.
So well, I'll
Steven's
give,
a genius.
Right, but I'm like the experience that Matt.
Yeah, has, I know what you mean.
If it's Matt, we can do. Is that going to be our Thunderdome? Because that's pretty good to put on Instagram page. Daredevil versus Mr. Knight. Nice. Okay.
So yeah, that is it for our episode. Our next episode is Doctor Strange.
Yes.
So probably, stay geeky.
Stay geeky, guys, and stay tuned.